to shift to the horrendous bridge collapse and the footage that we now pretty much the whole world has seen. Stunning and chilling and something most of us will never forget. The giant cargo ship slamming into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It could have been far worse, we're learning. But thankfully, the crew of the boat sent out a distress signal just in time to save possibly dozens of lives. Because there was a work crew on the bridge fixing potholes and so forth. There were eight of them. They scrambled quickly, stopping cars, turning cars around, preventing cars from getting on the bridge, as did the people at the entrance of the bridge. Saved possibly dozens of lives. We don't know, but a lot of people were saved. Here's Maryland Governor Wes Moore said stopping those cars saved lives yesterday. Listen.
Is there any way to shut down the bridge? Was there enough time for that distress call to trigger something like that?
Now, the thing that we know is that, you know, even as the boat was coming in, you know, we had a ship that was coming in at 8 knots. So coming in at a very rapid speed. We do know that the investigation is currently going on. But I have to say I'm thankful for the folks who once the, you know, once the warning came up and once notification came up that there was a mayday, who literally by being able to stop cars from coming over the bridge, these people are heroes. They saved lives last. They saved lives last night.
Right. Yeah, and here's the heartbreak of it, though. My understanding of reading and following all of this, there are 8 members of that road crew working. 6 are still missing. They suspended the search late yesterday. They'll begin the search today for a recovery operation, not for a rescue operation, and that's terribly sad. One of the workers in critical condition, one of them apparently in decent condition. Now, the economic impact of this, I-695 goes across there. The economic impact of the Key Bridge collapse will be tremendous. I can tell you that. It'll be immense. Listen to this.
It will be a tremendous economic impact. Baltimore is one of the biggest, largest ports on the East Coast. Every day, day and night, we have shipping coming in and out throughout the world, throughout the United States. So this I can't even imagine how much we will have to deal with on the issue. Another thing that we have to be concerned about is the bridge that is there that collapsed, it took 5 years to build that. So who knows what we're going to do? We have two other tunnels that connect the parts of the area to the water. This area of eastern Baltimore County, again, is where Bethlehem Steel, there's a large center, really, called Trade Point Atlanta, and they have a tremendous amount of people and development, and it's a billion-dollar project, and that would be impact too. We'll work it out.
Billions of dollars it's going to cost. Billions of dollars. I mean, this is one of the main arteries across the eastern part of the United States, moving tremendous amount of goods, 18-wheelers and so forth, moving goods and services across that part of the country, plus the rebuilding of it. Just so we get to this part of the headline that I may not have made clear, it was not a terrorist attack. The ship apparently, it had a harbor pilot was there and an assistant. They don't just let the ships drive in. They have a harbor pilot and an assistant they put on these ships to drive them in. The ship lost power several times. And when the ship lost power, complete power, which is rare from what I'm understanding, rare, but it lost the ability for thrust. It lost its ability for steering. It lost all of its computer, all of its navigation. It lost everything. And that's when the ship put out a mayday, and that's when those people on the bridge reacted to what has happened. And that's why we are now in this phase. But the bridge, once hit, was demolished in seconds. Yeah, demolished in seconds. And what's depressing, here's I'm sorry, but I have to throw this in there. What a sad and feeble man we have as president, who claimed yesterday at a press event that he crossed the Key Bridge in Baltimore many times, traveling back and forth to Delaware by train. The problem is that bridge has never had train tracks, never. But that's what the president claimed yesterday. Here it is.
At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car. At about 1:30, a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which I've been over many, many times commuting from the state of Delaware in our train or by car.
By train or by car, except the Francis Scott Key Bridge has never had train service, never. Frightening, isn't it? this is the person in charge of your government, of your country, anyhow, as an aside. Moving on, Joe Biden says the federal government will pay the entire cost of the bridge in Maryland. Let me know how this makes you feel in East Palestine as you're hearing this. Listen.
And the quality of life. My transportation secretary is there now. As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland and whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs. It's my intention that federal government will pay for the entire cost of reconstructing that bridge. And I expect the Congress to support my effort. This is going to take some time. The people of Baltimore can count on us, though, to stick with them at every step of the way until the port is reopened and the bridge is rebuilt. You know, we're not leaving until this job gets done. Not leaving until then.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Joe Biden, who thinks he rode the train across that bridge numerous times. His train left the tracks quite some time ago. We'll just leave it with that today. Don't forget to support the American farmer. America's farm market is patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com, where today you can get a free pound of strawberries with the purchase of any frozen order. Yeah, free strawberries today. Where else are you going to get that? Not the local grocery store, but you will from Patriot Foods, and they'll deliver it right to your doorstep. Patriot Foods is American-only farmers, manufacturers, and creators of great food, great products, candles, and body wash, and beautiful things. It is America's farm market. You're going to love it. Patriotfoods.com. If you haven't been there in a while, I urge you to go back and look today. The shopping experience has gotten so much better. More specials, lower prices, and all American made. Support the American farmer. Support the American small business at patriotfoods.com. If you haven't done that yet, please do that and support the people that support programs like this one. Patriotfoods.com. Oh, the promo code? It's Gruber. That'll save you 10%. Promo code's Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show.